The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell gigging at the Super Bowl at the Convention Center in la-la-la-la Lipstick City. Are you feeling all right? Yeah, yeah. So here we go, hour two from L.A. Here's the latest that I'm seeing here. The scores. The Warriors, who seldom come out to play, lead the Knicks 55-52 with a minute 50 left in the second. And that one in the Valley. That one in San Francisco, excuse me. I'm watching a game in the Valley, the Suns and Bucks. I'll get into that in a little bit. This one's at the Chase up in the city. And then the game in Zona, by the time I get to Regulate Profiled, Arizona, it's 50-49 with the Suns on top of the Bucks. 3:50 left in the first half. Great game there. I just want to see the box score on who's producing in this one. Right now, Holiday has 14, Middleton 12, Giannis 8, 6, and 5. And then on the other side, 8 and 15 points. Booker's got 7. Everybody else is kind of chipping in, but nobody has anything drastic. Right now, game tied 52 apiece after Holiday hits a three ball for the Bucks to knot it up. The Heat beat the Pelicans in New Orleans 112-97. Miami gets it done as they improved to 36-20. Butler at 29. Adebayo, 29. Lowry, 14, 11, and 11. The triple-double. And Dedmon had 11. Everybody getting in on it for Miami. The Grizzlies all over the Pistons, as usual. Ja Morant getting involved, leading the Grizzlies with 23, 4, and 6. Boy, do the Pistons suck. The Wizards beat the Nets, 113, 112. The Nets finally cover in a game. Of course, the first night that I don't bet on them, they cover. After I lost like 10 straight games with them. Kyrie had 31, 5 and 6. Cam Thomas had 27. Nobody else did anything. Washington got, NATO had 21. A bunch of other guys had Kuzma 15, Bryant 13, Caldwell Pope 13, Hachimura 12, Avdija 13. So there you go. Big 1-point win for the Wizards. The Raptors beat the Rockets almost by 20, 139-120. Trent had 42, Gary Trent Jr. Siakam had 30 as the Raptors get it done again, 31-23 on a season. The Rockets have had a great season. They're 15-40. Mavericks beat the Clippers 112-105. I think they were laying 6.5. You get the nice cover right there. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. As for the Clippers, Morris Sr. had 21. And for the Mavericks, Luka Doncic with a 51-piece tonight, Mafia. A 51-piece for Luka. I live on the second floor. How about that guy going off for 51 points tonight in celebratory fashion after they finally got rid of Porzingis? He went out and went off 7-14 from downtown. Nobody else on the team did anything. I just wanted to say that. There you go. It's very exciting. What do you think, Mafia? Phoenix and Milwaukee tied, now a 3-point lead for the Suns with 2 minutes left in the second. What a game tonight in the Valley between the teams that played in the NBA Finals last year.
As it should be. I mean, you've got the two of the best in the NBA, probably the best in each respective conference right now, especially after all the drama in Brooklyn and these other teams in the East that have to figure it out if anyone can compete with them. I know the Bucks aren't bowling everybody over because they realized, like the Lakers did a couple years ago, you don't need to win the regular season, you need to win the title. So, I mean, these are obviously the two best that we've seen talent-wise, and now they've gotten even stronger with the Bucks adding Ibaka. So I'm excited to see, you know, this game's a great game, and I'm excited to see them probably meet up again come June.
Can you believe Luka Doncic had as many points in the first quarter as the Clippers? 28 points in the first quarter, he had 51 in the game.
I mean, this is where I'm supposed to be surprised, but the way the Clippers have played this year, I'm not.
My God, he went off tonight with 51. I'm watching the highlights right now. It's Pharrell on a bench.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app. So count your blessings, Sporto. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So, Mafia, you never really gave me a review of the amazing dinner tonight with the boss, man. I mean, what's that? You just don't want to give your review, or
no? I didn't have the opportunity, Carver. I have to come in here, steal my mic, you know.
You don't want
to
give me a 5-star rating. I mean,
I do not want to give you a 5-star rating. The company was 5-star, absolutely, but we were only going to give 4.75 stars for the dinner because they forgot our appetizer. We had the prosciutto wrapped mozzarella, and we didn't get that. Where was our prosciutto mozzarella?
What a fail.
Our girl, Bree, just dropped the ball on that one. She was awesome. Except, where was that?
So she came out with the oysters and the lobster bisque and the bacon and forgot the mozzarella.
Forgot the mozzarella. Yeah, can't forget the mozzarella.
It's probably a deserving grade. It probably is.
I mean, it's a very high grade, but you can't get 5 stars. You got to take some points off of that.
So there was a lot of beverages in intake beverage valve was open.
Yeah, you know, when we got there at first, I went hard with the old fashioned because, you know, the boss man had the martini. I'm like, all right, I'm not just gonna go beer. If he's going, you know, something special, I gotta go a little something extra here. So I got the old fashioned, which I love, but it was great. And then I'm like, all right, let me bring him back in before we actually get to dinner here. Went to the beers, thought we'd have like one or two more. I think I hit at least three or four more.
So you had a couple of old fashions and four giant IPAs?
I think I had one old fashioned and probably four IPAs, which are all 8%.
Wow.
But still, sober as a judge right now, sadly.
I just wanted to say...
That's how much food we had.
There was a lot of beer flowing at that table.
There was.
And martinis and vodka, gin and tonics, vodka martinis, olives. It was all happening. I mean, that was just the hugest night out with Sweet Lou. It was cool. We finally got to live large in L.A., and I give I gave her some side grease, your girl Bree.
I saw that.
So I thought she did a good job. And she got us in and out of there.
She had time perfectly. The apps came out. We finished. Once they were done, all of a sudden they're coming out with the steak. She had that on lock.
She had it all down pat. I think one of the things that helped us is that we were kind of really the first people in there.
Yeah, it wasn't obviously the dinner rush at that point. It was very, you know, sparse at the
they're
time.
They're packed in there right now.
I'm sure. I'm sure you can't even get a table or you... Your food's going to take, you know,
an hour. Can you imagine how much money that place makes, like, right now in the, you know, let's say from, you know, whatever, 8 to 10 o'clock L.A. time, how much money they're going to make in that place tonight? I mean, our dinner had to be a couple grand.
It's going to be insane what they're making right now. They're making it hand over fist, no problem. I mean, you get a gig like that, working in a place like that, you know, waitering and busing. Just in tips, you're probably making, you know, a cool couple hundred each night.
I didn't really, you know, I'm not really a big oyster guy, but I did bust off some oysters tonight.
You busted off a bunch of oysters. Like, yeah, no, I didn't really like them. We got a dozen for the table. There's like five of us. And I grabbed one, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit back. And Rick, your boy Rick, was like really reaching across the table, oyster after oyster, like he was going to the electric chair.
I think there were two dozen oysters.
No, there was only one.
So there were only 12 in
the
whole
thing? There were only 12, and I think Rick ate about half of them.
I had like three.
You had three. Rick probably had at least three. Sweet Lou probably had a couple, and Carver High had a couple.
I busted them off with all kinds of Tabasco sauce and other sauces. Mm-hmm. Then I can kind of mask that, like, Luke.
Fishy smell?
Well, it's like a Luke to me.
Right.
It's like a gigantic, you know, it's snot like rocket. Booger. It's like just a huge Luke. Like a Gagger Luke, like if you've been partying for like 48 hours and you just bust out like a chocolate morsel, like a chunk of love.
Why are your lips coming out chocolate?
I don't know.
I think that's the wrong end there.
No, it's like lung torque.
Okay.
You know, like
still shouldn't be dark.
It's like bong rip lung torque.
Okay, that'll give you. Like Gabe's lugs are probably very dark from all that bong.
Listen, I have never in my life. Listen, I've never seen anyone cough like that. I mean, my boy's got he's got some action going there.
Right, usually you cough like that, you have some like emphysema or some serious, you know, lung issues.
I mean, I think it's
usually
just,
like a hardcore smoker for the last, you know, 20 years.
I love that dude, man, but I've never seen anything like that. I just never have. Does that make me a bad person?
No.
That I'm like, what is going on there?
You're saying it out of concern and love.
I mean, obviously. So Giannis and Holiday have 27 between them. Ayton and Paul, 24 between them. Both teams, you know, they're both of those groups shooting 8 of 13, 8 of 14. So they're both filling it up. It's a great game. They're playing in the Valley. And this game's had it all, a replay of the NBA Finals. At the half, the Suns lead it by 8. And in the other one, the Warriors lead by 5 over the Knicks. Those are the only two games left in the NBA. Now, Mafia, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you about some of the hockey games that are going on. There's actually...
Not at the ice.
There's two of them going on. The Flames lead the Leafs 5-2. I took the Flames tonight. There's 10 and a half minutes left in that one at Saddle Dome. And... In the game of the night, the Avalanche lead the Lightning 3-2 in Rado in the thin air. The Penguins beat the Senators 2-0. I want to see if Casey DeSmith had 26 saves as the Penguins beat Matt Murray and the Senators. Penguins win their fifth straight road game, and Jeff Carter had a goal. And Murray made 42 saves. DeSmith, 26. Doesn't matter. Penguins win it. I hit that game as well. I got the Flames going, the Avs going, the Penguins going. I hit the Jackets over the Sabres. 4-3 in overtime. The Canes, 6-0 all over the Bruins. Take that, Brad Marchand. Nice job. Go sit in NHL prison and watch your team bend over. Capitals 5-2 over the Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal. So much for Martin Saint-Louis as the coach of the Canadiens. They still suck. How about the third period for the Devils? They come roaring back, Mateus told me. And then they win it 7-4 in the Arch City. Can you imagine? I'm waiting for my boy Crosby to have his 500th goal. He's at 499. Now here's Downing sitting on a 3-2, the pitch. There's a drive to deep left center field. That ball's going to be out of here. There's a new home run champion of all time, and his name is Henry Aaron.
Is it just me? Is your boy Aaron Rodgers look like he's about to come out with a folk album? With that plain, you know, like tweed, pale suit and that long hair. Dude looks like he's about to go like, you know.
Oh, that, I mean, that mullet is just...
play a banjo with some moonshine. Mean,
your boy, that mullet is just gnarly looking and greasy. And just he looks dirty. 34, she told me she thinks he looks dirty. She just is like, he's gross, he's dirty, he's ugly. I think that is fantastic coming from that hottie.
We like to call Burrow Street Corner Joe. You know, we Aaron Rodgers looks like homeless Aaron.
Homeless Aaron, right? Homeless Joe. I got to tell you, Parsons got the Defensive Rookie of the Year for Dallas, so congratulations to everyone getting awards tonight in the NFL. What do you think, my boy, T.J. Watt got the MVP finally, or he got the Defensive Player of the Year. He should have got it last year, too, over Aaron Donald.
It's well-deserved. I mean, the guy was incredible, pressuring the quarterback. I mean, there was talk about guys like Parsons or Trayvon Diggs, you know, can maybe get it, but this guy changed the way that teams played, and especially – he missed a couple games, you know. He should have gotten the sack record. He got gypped on that in that last game when they changed it. And he did as much as he did in three less games than most people. So
the Hall of Fame, Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Brian Young, Cliff Branch, Dick Vermeil, and Art McNally all get in. Art McNally, the former director of officiating. It's for all on the bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, Pharrell, back with you. Mafia, what are the odds? Do you think I'll make it to the end of the show?
Awake or yeah, without I mean, just, passing more gas or without the meat sweats? What are we talking about?
Well, I haven't. I actually haven't. Like, I have not farted for like
5 minutes?
10.
That's a high bar.
I mean, 10 to 12 minutes, I haven't done it. But before Haro left, I did have a couple of 10 to 15 second dragnets over there. They carried.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know why you were acting like those were some kind of records. I've worked with you for 15, 16 years now. That was like half of what your record is.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, like, I knew that when I ate that 40-ounce tomahawk, was it 36 ounces?
36, yes.
That I'm going to have some problems tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I am going to have.
You're going to spend some time in the bathroom.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Why does it have to come out just like it was brought to the table? Like, it can't be, like, cut up and dealt with, like, accordingly, like, in small pieces.
You put it into pieces and push it right back together, right?
Well, I cut it up when I eat it. Why can't it just stay cut up? Because it comes out just in this dramatic fashion. Just, I mean, absolutely
you
dramatic.
You have a very interesting week, for sure.
It's a dramatic fashion. You know what I would hope for? I got to tell you, I would hope for, like, I'm hoping for a debriefing tonight when I get back to the...
It's not going to be that. That's too quick, though. You're going to clear some stuff out from, like, yesterday, but...
Well, I'm hoping that I could grind out, like, a little pre-op.
You know, that's going to be, like, right when you have your coffee, and then you go for your run. You're going to have your coffee, feel good, and all of a sudden you're going to start running in about, like, 3 blocks and say, uh-oh.
Maybe, but here's what happened today. So today, it was really unbelievable. Today, I got up, and the first thing that happened was I went in to go number one, and as I was standing there going number one, I thought to myself, oh, my God, I gotta yam up. So I stopped. I turned off the fire hydrant, turn around, reversal, drop, give me 20, boom, done. Everything's good, kosher. Then I went down and had coffee. I went running. I came back. I showered. I was fine. I may have watched some porno. And then I actually had to go again, which was unfortunate because I don't want to have any, you know, reverb. I don't want to have any, you know, I don't want to be in the, you know, in the bayou swamps. I don't want to have any swamps. So I was like, I just don't want to do this. And then when I did it, you know what happened?
Like Cali weather, listen, high and dry. Listen,
you know what happened? You won't even believe this. When I did it, the second one was so gigantic. It was so enormous that, and you know what it was? It was green. You know what it was green, Brian? It was completely neon green. You know what it was? It was all the guacamole I ate at Tom's.
Yeah, the double dip shirt, the dueling dip shirt.
I did a double daffy. I had a little double daffy going, and I had a double daffy going, and guacamole avocado. It was all evolving, and my entire thing was marching green, and it was huge. I mean, it was enormous. Like when I.
We've been way too long on this.
I don't care. You know what? When you think about it, when you really think about it, it is funny. And so anything funny is, you know, where I come from is good. You know, it may not be good radio, but it's good because people are. Are you not entertained? So anyway, my plan is to hopefully have a little debriefing tonight. I may stay up late. You know, I may push it tonight. I may really rock and roll, lock and load, and go to 11.
You're thinking the whole 11 o'clock, huh? I mean,
listen,
to our credit, that would be 2 a.m. East Coast.
2 a.m. where I come from.
Yeah.
Now, look.
But you've been sleeping in the morning, so it's not like you're acclimated to the West Coast time.
I am.
Like, Carver's getting up early. I'm still getting up early. So, like, forget it. We already made it halfway through the week without acclimating. We're not going to go all the way.
Well, so
you're waking up at, like, 9, you know, which is noon in East Coast.
So, whatever.
You're acting like the young gun.
So, whatever. So, I'm going to do what? I'm going to go home, and I'll feel like crap for, like, a day?
Yeah.
So, whatever. I'm used to it. I've done 5 million trips to California.
Although, at least, I mean, if you go home and you just, like, relax, it'll be good. But you're going to go try to play basketball right away and probably try to go play basketball Sunday morning, too. You took those off and you rested. You know, you acted like your son and slept till noon on Sunday. You'd be good, but.
I don't know. I think I'm going to you're probably right. I'm going to play basketball both days. Because I have no game this week. I got to buy.
Monday how hard you are.
I got no game this week. I got to buy. So all I can do is play Saturday, Sunday, and then next week, Saturday, Sunday. But I am hosting the Super Bowl show with Morenci on Sunday.
Super Bowl pregame.
I got to tell you, I just had the most vicious belch that I kept in. It was I re-swallowed it. I brought it right back down into my belly, and it hurt. It hurt like it's stuck in there right now. It's hurt. I may have to go to the Gatorade.
You're not feeling all grumbly?
It was like a bubble going right
like
back
the butterflies
down.
In the stomach from that. Yeah, that's never good. You got to let it out. You got to release.
It's a problem. So I am hoping to – well, tomorrow we do the last two shows.
Yes.
TV at 4 to 6 East, 1 to 3 West, and then we're going to do Burrell on a Bench, 10 to midnight East, 7 to 9 West. And then right when that's over, we go to LAX right from here. Yep.
Right on that big jet airliner.
So when we come to the, when we come here tomorrow, we're bringing our bags.
Oh, in the morning, we got to put our bags in that van so that it's traveling around all day with everyone else. And then when your boy Vinny comes to get us, we got suitcases ready to roll.
All right. Hopefully there's room for our stuff in there.
Yeah.
Not that many people travel with him, right?
No, and there's room in the back. We haven't even opened up the back, you know. You don't have to worry about the chairs. There's that little area, you know, for cargo in the back. It's a cargo van.
All right. Well, obviously, I think that that's going to be crucial.
That is.
That we get our bags done. I'm going to have to pack tonight then.
Yeah. Tonight or tomorrow morning when you get up.
One or the other.
I can keep you up till there you go. There's your extra time staying up. You know, you'd be productive. Pack your bag, ready to go. Just take out your clothes for tomorrow. Pack what you need.
I also get up and I go running. And I think that I could, tomorrow I'm going to go running. And you, and what you're predicting is that I'll cable in my pants running.
No, I think you're going to get back, but you got to be careful. Make sure you're not straying too far because it might be a, you know, emergency situation.
Emergency cable.
You might be, you know, on the clock. It might be like the NFL draft. You know, you got a certain amount of time to get it in. Otherwise, it goes to the next team.
So, now that you've seen all these people talking about, like, you know, Adam Kaplan today, boy, was he on the Rams. I mean, this guy, you think he treats Adam treats like, no offense, I love Adam, but he treats Matt Stafford like he's Tom Brady.
Well, I think he specifically said he was. What he was saying, that at the Senior Bowl, a lot of the people, you know, that worked the NFL were surprised Cincinnati was there, and that they're, you know, on the Rams, they see, like, the, I don't want to say no way that the Cincinnati wins, but they, you know, they think that with the way that that line was battered and letting Joe Burrow get sacked all year, going against the Rams in that defensive front, it's going to be a nightmare for him.
Listen, he gets sacked a lot as it is, and but everybody says, you know, that, you know, their offensive line is so bunk and so all horrible and all this other nonsense. But the reality is that, you know, if they're so awful, they're in the Super Bowl. I keep saying that. Like, if they suck so bad, how the hell did they make this game?
Because him and the skill players made up for it. It's going to be, can they do it again?
How about because they're a good football team and they win, they find a way to win. When you're down 18 to the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium and you win the game, you are badass. I don't care what anybody says. They have been talking at this place all week. All they talk about is the Rams' offensive, their pass rush against that Bengals' crappy offensive line. That's great. Boy, that was a real problem for them against the Chiefs in the second half.
Well, the Chiefs' defense is bunk.
Well, I've said that 1,000 times.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't deny Aaron Donald's incredible, Von Miller. And I guess I said, I think, you know, Jalen Ramsey's.
Leonard Floyd.
I think Ramsey's good. I don't, you know, all these people that think he's great, that he's this, the greatest stop corner, all this other.
Right, he's not the shutdown guy he was.
Just before. Stop. He's. I saw that guy get roasted in the playoffs. I've seen him get roasted. He gets so much publicity. Like he's so some shutdown, absolutely unpassable against him type corner. I'm just not buying it.
Right, they're making like he was Revis Island in his prime.
Just stop. I mean, just stop with that. And, you know, what I'm getting is today here is that, I mean, really, what I'm getting is the Bengals are finished. They have no chance. That's what I've been getting here at the Radio Row from all these people.
Not everyone. Your boy Icky was on, Cincy.
Well, geez, I wonder which D he's going to rest on. I mean, where is he going to sleep? I mean, he's going to sleep at Cincinnati. If they don't show up for the game, he's going to bet on him. He was cool, though.
Icky was great. All our guests were great today.
I mean, Icky, I think he was very, you know, very disappointed that there was nothing to eat here. And
I think he was more disappointed in your Icky shuffle.
That's fine because, you know, I'm a Steeler fan. I can't be doing no Icky shuffle. I can't be, like, showing, like, that I know some, like, Bengals, you know, celebratory touchdown dance. I can't do it. I'm from Pittsburgh. I root for the Steelers. I don't root for all these other teams are communists. I mean, they really are. You know what we haven't done tonight, Mafia? And I think it's about time we get involved. By the way, the Suns are opening up a can at 74-61 over the Bucks. I'm going to come back and talk about college basketball, shall we? It's Pharrell on a bench from Lipstick City.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So they just told me, or somebody just told me there's a bomb threat here. And so it's been nice knowing you.
Well, it's just a threat. I mean, we have all those dogs out there. They're not there just to be cute. They're
listen, I just
I just thought how this.
Can you imagine?
Oh, well, there's only like seven people here. We'll just leave them here.
You know, if you were going to blow up this building, wouldn't you do it when it's full?
I would think so. Although, from the sound of things on the other side of the wall over there, it might be pretty packed on that side of the convention center. There's nothing here. I think if there's a threat, it's probably going to be over there.
So there's what, like 20,000 people over there?
I don't know. It's loud as hell, though. It sounds like they got some kind of concert or something going. Once again, something we weren't invited to.
Yeah, I just don't care because I went to the Capitol Grill tonight. I don't care about any stupid party. Here's another one. Your boy didn't get us into that Jaworski party.
Uh-huh.
And what did I tell you
today?
Neither
of them.
But what did I tell you today driving there?
Didn't even care anymore.
I just don't even care anymore. I don't care.
Multiple people.
I don't care about your stupid party. Let me tell you something. You want to have a smoke? It's a cigar bar, cigar party. I got a cigar for you. I got a cigar after this show for you that you'll listen. I had a cigar last night, and then I watched Shallow Hal. It was great.
That's how you know it was a special cigar. You thought that was great. Like
that was the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. Stupid funny.
Right.
You didn't think it was stupid funny?
I did.
Like the way he was dancing in the nightclub with all the chicks and they were creeped out by him?
Yeah, I love Jack Black. That movie was so bad. When you like watch it again like a second time, you're like, oh my God, this movie's so bad. But if you're big, you're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
It was great.
And that's one of those movies you can make that movie today. There's no way with like image issues and body and all that you could ever make Shallow Hal right now.
When they had the fat chair.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit would not go over with the woke crowd these days.
What was it, Cameron Diaz? Who, no, it was
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit. But you know what's great about her is now she sells dildos. Did you know that?
Yes, she has all different kinds of things with that company.
Well, I bought one of them.
Wait, is that no?
Yeah, it is.
Is that her? Or is that the other one?
It is her.
Oh yeah, that is Gwyneth Paltrow. Right.
So I bought one of them, and from her company. And it's the greatest thing ever. It is just the greatest sex toy ever. I mean, this thing is automatic. This thing is automatic.
I'll take your word for it.
Trust me when I tell you. I mean, it is off and running. I mean, you turn this thing on, it is over. I mean, it is just a done deal. Automatic every time, 100% accuracy. It is just it's the most fantastic thing ever. I keep that thing charged and ready to go at all hours. I always have it ready for battle. I love it. Anyway, Mobby doesn't want me to talk about sex toys on the air. But I do want to talk about sex toys on the air because I'm going to have to use a sex toy to hit these prop bets for the Super Bowl. Mafia, what are we going to do here? I haven't done some like 300 prop bets for the Super Bowl. I haven't done that like I always do.
Well, when you're up tonight, packing your bag, look at the things. See what's there? I haven't looked at them either, honestly. I mean, there's always the ones that you know are going to be there, certain one, defensive ones, or you go, it's always going to change for the player props. I saw some of them on, you know, when I was getting ready this morning, watching TV while I was eating breakfast, some of the different player ones.
And where did you get them from?
Well, you get them on all the apps and things like that on the sites, but I saw them on, you know, on some of the shows on TV. They were putting up some of the player ones, like, I think it was 106.5 for Cup receiving yards, or you know the passing yards for the quarterbacks. It was, you know, in the 270s or something like that. But you can go on all the apps for all the sports books have them for sure.
Yeah, I don't have those. I don't have it. You know, I told you the one that I use shut me off. I made too much money. My account has been shut off because I made too much money. And the sportsbook people want nothing to do with people like me that rake them for money. All I do is make people money. All I do is make myself money. I made so much money, they turned me off. I saw the guy, too, from the company today, and he's like, how you doing? I go, you suck. I go, you guys are pansy ass. You shut off my account because I make too much money? How pathetic is that, honestly? Don't get me started on these people. What do you mean, these people? All I know is I'm actually, I'm up so much money, they shut me off. And he claims he's going to fix it for me tomorrow. I will bet my bottom dollar. I'll bet my life he doesn't come around looking for me tomorrow. You're going to hide from me like a virus. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? You already know the story of that account, Mafia.
I do.
Don't you think that's illegal? Don't you think that's criminal?
It's ridiculous how they do that. And you're not the only one who's ever had it done. So it's just something that you've heard a lot of stories about it, and it sucks.
How many sports books actually pay people where they just are like, we don't care how much money you win. We'll give it to you. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they're all so phony and ridiculous and awful with their dirty tactics. Don't even tell me I'm wrong. Bobby's like, I can't believe you're talking bad about the sports books. Wait a minute. He's writing down. Let me read this. Go back to the sex toys. Okay. Well, if that's what you want. No, I'm just like fed up with it. Like, they want me to promote these sports books, and I'm not going to do it. I think they're all dirty sons of bees. I'm sick and tired of it. All they do is rip people off. That's it. They're thieves. All they want is stupid people that bet. They want you if you're stupid. If you're stupid and you're, pathetic and you're a loser and all you do is lose and you bet money and never win, they love you. I mean, they will make love to you. That's all I know. And if you're good at betting, forget it. You're not welcome. Not only that, they don't want you in their sports books. They don't want you in their casinos. Nobody in the casino business, you know, what's weird about it is, I'll say this much. In Vegas, they don't do that to you. They really don't. Only a couple places. I know one of them, and they're a bunch of phonies, too. And you know who I'm talking about. They don't let anybody come in there that wins. And that includes their sports book. They want no one that wins. You're not welcome. They'll shut off your account. In fact, they shut off my account because I haven't been in there in 6 months, or I haven't been there in 2 years because of COVID, right? So they shut off my account. Meanwhile, they owe me all kinds of money. So when I go back out, I have to re-up, get it open again, and then they got to give me my money. You know why? Because the minute I get my money, I'm shutting the account down. You know why? Because they don't pay out winners. They just don't let you win. And I am banning all, in my life, I am banning all sports books that don't pay out. They just, if you win, they don't want to pay you. They just think you're doing no good. You're illegal. You're up to something. And it's just absolute bullshack is what it is. And all I know is I'm done with all of them. If you don't let me bet, then I don't want, not only will I not bet at your stupid sports book or your stupid sports book app, but I'm going to talk crap about you. I'm going to expose you. I'm going to tell millions of people, don't go there because they're dirty and all they do is rip people off. Mavi's like, what made you so angry?
You came in such a good mood and you're full of steak and oysters. I don't know where we went wrong here.
Listen, I really think that those two dudes need to hit the treadmill. I mean, honestly, both of them are fat. Did you notice that?
There's a lot of people here that are not in the best of shape for sure. People that are coming to a lot of these and not focusing on other things that are important for their health.
I mean, that's why you see me running down the street in the morning, right? So I don't look like those two. Look at the guts on those two dudes. I mean, honestly, they're like, they look like Peterbilts coming out of their stomachs. Obviously. Is there anyone you haven't offended tonight? I actually, I'm enjoying myself, actually. So they're doing the Waste Management Open now, Mafia, again, the annual golf tournament in Phoenix.
Oh, Waste Our Time Open?
Yeah, during the Super Bowl weekend. And the famous 16th hole where all the fans yell obscenities at the players. I think it's great, that hole where they actually abuse the players and cuss at them. There you go. You might as well have fun when you're at the Phoenix Open with the fans getting rowdy. I actually think that the PGA Tour should have that at every golf tournament. I think that the fans should be allowed.
I agree. I mean, every other sport, you got to deal with the fans. You got to perform in the clutch. What other sport does everybody have to be quiet for you to do what you're going to do. You know, we always talk about the NFL, all these stadiums. You know, you talk about going to, you know, Kansas City and how loud the crowd is and how hard. And you got to practice, you know, being able to call out your signals and stuff without actually saying anything, just, you know, silent signals. Why do these golfers get it so pristine? Everybody, please be quiet so this guy can putt a 3-foot putt. Oh, no, he missed it anyway.
I got to tell you, they gave the guy, Thigalia, a player exemption to play in the tournament, and the guy leads the thing. He's in first. Some guy with an exemption is leading the tournament. And he's a brother, too, on top of it all. Congratulations to him. Way to go, dude. Anyway, I think they should have rowdy golf crowds at every tournament. Honestly, what is in these things? Did you try them? Are the Reese's Pieces, are they any good? Are these ones with peanut butter in them?
Yeah, it's Reese's Pieces. It's like M&M's with peanut butter.
Don't tell me what's in these pieces, son. You know I love that peanut butter taste. I can't even open this beach. We won't open up. What's up with that? Oh, here we go. I found a zip. I found a zip, son. This game looks over. Milwaukee's getting pounded. Let me try these. Let me see if they're all right for everybody to eat. Mafia, you don't think they're getting this on the air, do you?
No, not at all.
I'm really doing it tonight, aren't I? Oh, man.
Already got emails about you.
Well, ma'am, we're going to be in so much trouble for making fun of the fat radio host and the food I'm eating on the air.
No, it was much earlier about that. That stuff's coming later, I'm sure.
I'm almost done, Mavi. Don't worry about it. That's the last handful right there. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's your fault. We never got around we never got around to doing the college basketball. Northern Arizona upsetting Montana right now by 4 with 11 seconds left in overtime. Riverside's down 4 to Irvine with 10 minutes left. Santa Barbara's blowing out Bakersfield. And Northern Colorado's up 17 on Sacramento State. BYU trails LMU 19-15 early. San Fran up 22-6 on Pepperdine. Washington 12-6 on Arizona State. Duke blew out Clemson and covered. Oregon by 8 over Stanford. Towson by 15 over William & Mary. Appalachian State by 4 over Georgia Southern. Ohio beat Central Michigan by 9. Evansville lost in double overtime to Indiana State by 3. UAB a winner. Middle Tennessee a winner. FIU beat Marshall by 1. Louisiana Tech by 5 over Charlotte. I'll try to give you the rest of the scores when we come back on the bench.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, so UIC, I had them. They covered and beat Cleveland State 76-75. Troy by a bucket over Arkansas State. Coastal lost to Georgia State. Greensboro by 20 over Citadel. Hofstra beat Drexel by 10. Iowa 110-87 over Maryland. They rocked them in College Park. And Monroe by 3 over Arlington. Belmont beat Morehead State by 1. FIU lost by 7 to Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers beat them. Utah Valley lost to Grand Canyon by 10. Texas State beat Louisiana. South Alabama big over Little Rock. Murray State 73-62 over Tennessee State. Gonzaga, I told you, they blew them out 89-51 over Pacific. That covered. Michigan blew out Purdue. Arizona by 12 over Washington State. St. Mary's beat San Diego big and covered. Montana State over Portland State. Eastern Washington upset Weber State 75-67. And that'll do it. Later, Long Beach State and Hawaii go off in Oahu. So that'll happen later. So just so you know, for all the people trying to get me in trouble tonight on the radio, I just want you to know that I don't care what you think of me, and I will sleep well tonight, and I'm not in trouble, nor will I listen to anyone yelling at me. So I'm not going to do anything about anything. So I hope you all rot in hell and have that for dinner. How's that taste? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my gas and go back to the hotel and take a nap. Maybe I'll pack my bag so I can head back to New York City. I'm not losing any sleep over any of you femmes. How's that taste? Have a lousy evening from L.A. Good night, you sissy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.